Well, here we are on the last day of 2023. Would you please turn to the person next to you and say, "Happy Old Year." Just beautiful. Beautiful. I don't even know what you're supposed to say on a day like today, right? Because it's not Happy New Year, and yet we're kind of in the Happy New Year weekend, but it's really the last day, the big final day, the only remaining day of 2023. Now, some of you had aspirations of 2023. If you can remember back far enough, last year, I showed you this graphic. I don't know if this would ring a bell at all. We talked about some things we were targeting, maybe some goals, eating healthy, going to the gym, finances, time, maybe stuff at work. And here on this last day, I think Andrew used the right word, reflection. It's a day where we often stop and we reflect on 2023. Remember that stuff I was going to do this year? Remember how much I was going to, oh crud, where did I even put that list, right? Like, I don't know if you're like me, but man, I had some amazing aspirations in 2023. I don't remember checking a lot of things off that aspiration list, so I'm going to dust it off for 2024 and let's do it once more. You know what I mean? It's going to be great. But we talked back in January about this idea of maybe taking our goals and our hopes and aspirations for the new year and shifting them just a little bit to prioritize seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness in what it is that we pursued. So that when we look back at 2023, we could maybe say, you know what? Those pounds, maybe they didn't quite get as chiseled as I determined they were going to be. Or maybe that 401k had a couple bonehead moves along the way. Or maybe the work thing didn't work out. Or maybe a few more hair follicles turned against me. Whatever it is. But at the end of the day, followed Jesus the best I could. Tried to chase after him and seek him first. I can look back on that and say, hey, you know what? I can live with the results of that. To look back and know that Jesus, who justified us just as if we'd never sinned, gave us life and opportunity to navigate 2023. I don't know what yours looked like, but I can think back to a few things that maybe I'm kind of proud of being a part of. And as the enemy often does, there are maybe more things that sort of surface that, fell kind of short, right? Maybe it didn't quite hit the target. I don't know if if you're one of those people who, when you see and you assess and you evaluate, you can't see the negative. All you can see are the few good things sprinkled into your life that you did. I think most of us are pretty quick to see all the things that we didn't quite get to. And the last day of the year, for most of us, tends to be filled with some regrets that we didn't quite accomplish or things we didn't quite do. It's kind of why we play all those jokes like, hey man, this is your big day to go out there and hit the gym, right? You're gonna lose 20 pounds this afternoon. You can do it. Don't give up, right? It's still 2023, right? Yeah, tough stuff. But you know, we have an enemy who's pretty effective at trying to remind us of things that we didn't achieve. And as we sit here on this last day of 2023, you might find yourself pleased with some things, but you also might find yourself thinking about things that, man, I know God was challenging me with this, or I was gonna read my Bible consistently every day. I was gonna pray. I was gonna make this devotional family time a focus, you know? As we go into 2024, we've got some cool things we're launching as a church, that sign-up sheet in the back for the family devotion challenge, where once a week you gather as a family and you read a devotional together, have some questions that you answer and pray together, just one day a week as a family. And then once every 3 weeks or 4 weeks, gather with a few other families and do it. What a cool thing. We're launching a Sunday night initiative that really is just simply called Stand 2024. And it's gonna impact our youth ministry, our children's ministry, some other things that we're doing. Krikor is going to share some of that next week as we get ready and launch that. But the goal and the agenda is to say, as we go into 2024, regardless of whatever else we chase after, we're going to chase after Jesus, and we're going to try to stand firm and be rooted firm in our faith. I encourage you to plug into some of that. But you might look back at 2023 with some things that maybe you wish had been a little different. I think in Philippians chapter 3, Paul kind of captures the heart that we experience a little bit on this day. He says, brothers and sisters, I don't regard myself as having taken hold of it yet. You know, as he ends, it comes to the end in his life and ministry, man, he has done so much, but he encourages us by saying, I haven't really achieved my final goal yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and pressing forward, right? Reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of Christ Jesus. Forgetting what lies behind me and pressing forward to achieve the goal, following Christ and experiencing all that he has for me. Isaiah, the prophet, says this, forget the former things. God says through his mouthpiece, Isaiah, to his people, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. And man, we have an enemy who says, oh, look at those mistakes. Look at those failures. Look at how short you came in reaching toward the prize and the goal of chasing after Christ. Look how far you stand from the hope and goal of what you aspired to be in him, right? But Isaiah says through the prophet, hey, listen, forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. Let's turn and press forward. This idea of forgetting what lies behind. It's really, really cool in the language here in the Greek. This idea of forgetting has this concept of no longer caring. Now, let me maybe make a distinction here that's important. Does God want his people to forget important lessons and principles of eternal value that he poured into us in 2023? Of course not. Does he want us to forget about people who aren't going to go with us into 2024 in this life and just pretend like they never existed? Absolutely not. He's not talking about people. He's not talking about principles. He's not talking about the things that we walked through, that we experienced and grew from. But what he is talking about is the baggage of shame and guilt and struggle and failure that the enemy wants to use to define who we are going into the new and the opportunity before us in this year ahead. God is not about your identity being in the failures of 2023. In fact, we're supposed to forget those. We're supposed to no longer care. Now, I don't mean we don't strive to do better. I don't mean we don't learn the lessons, but we don't sit consumed by what we didn't achieve and how short we fell. And instead, we look forward and we press on. The Greek goes on in this description to use this imagery. Check this out. Forgetting is literally given over to oblivion. What a cool picture. To take our shame, our guilt, our failures, our struggles, the things that we didn't quite achieve, things that we maybe just blew in our flesh and humanity, to give those to Christ and to literally give them into oblivion. What a freeing thought. The devil says, hold those with you. They define who you are. And God says, no, come unto me. Repent and turn from your wicked ways. Be cleansed and transformed because of the blood of Christ. The stuff we celebrate at Christmas, right? That Jesus came to give us life and forgiveness and give us newness. Forgetting what lies behind. Not caring. Not holding it. But instead casting it into oblivion. What a beautiful picture of what it looks like to forget the failures and forget the insecurities and the struggles and the messes maybe of 2023. What an invitation God gives us to forget that, right? And instead to reach forward, to just reach forward. I love simple imagery because I'm a simple guy. And I love the idea of Jesus saying, walk this narrow road. And man, as we walk that narrow road, stuff happens. We trip and we fall. We sometimes start to wander off the edge out into this field and need to get back in track, right? Sometimes we trip on somebody else. There's so many things that happen in this narrow road journey that we're on. And we always get consumed in what has happened to us or what's going on. And instead, we're just supposed to fix our eyes on Jesus and keep pressing forward. Keep pressing forward. Keep pressing forward. And that's the invitation to us to leave in 2023 all of the failures, all the mistakes, all the shortcomings, all the guilt and shame and struggle, and just simply step into the new year with Jesus and take his hand and keep walking forward. Now, I want to say that that's a hard thing to mentally, emotionally, maybe even spiritually get our whole self around conceptually. Like, how is that even possible? How do we let go? What about the wounds and the hardships and the difficulties and the struggles that we've had? How do we just let go and move forward? How can we even press on? Well, this phrase has been resounding in my ears for the last probably 2 or 3 months, and it just keeps pounding for me. And I don't know why, but I'm thankful for the truth of it. And it's this simple phrase, and I think it's the key to how we press forward against all that maybe wants to pull us back. And it's this phrase right here, that his mercies are new every morning. See, our God is not a God of the past. And I don't mean he hasn't been in the past. He's eternal. He steps out of time. He can go wherever he wants, do whatever he wants. But our God does not dwell in the past. He doesn't live in the past. He doesn't linger in the past. The past is the past. Our God exists right now and stands in the future, helping us transition every moment from the present to the future, from the present to the future, from the present to the future, a glorious future that he's designed for us and that he's called us to, a future filled with hope and life and opportunity. And yes, we live in a fallen world where these bodies of ours kind of fade and struggle and things happen, but that's not the real us anyhow. The eternal, that's what matters. And the eternal life that God gives us, man, we're on a journey and a destination that's incredible. And every day God has new mercies for us, every morning. This is unpacked a little bit in Lamentations, and I just want to take you there as we wrap up this last day of the year, and we look ahead, you know, we're standing like right on the edge, right? Like at midnight tonight, when everybody's over there vacuuming, we're going to step into the new year, right? And we're going to face 2024 is going to be here. You can stall, you can fight it, you can do whatever you want, but it's going to come. We're going to turn the page. And I think this passage of Lamentations is a beautiful picture of God's gift to his people and a reminder of who he is as we leave 2023 and step into 2024. It says this, Lamentations 3, 22 through 24. Don't miss this phrase. Because of the Lord's great love. Can I just tell you, every good thing, everything that we hold dear, everything we hope for, everything that brings life and joy and peace and opportunity, everything that has any value at all starts with this phrase, because of the Lord's great love. God's great love for you is the reason. Who cares what the question is? Who cares what the topic or the situation or the circumstance? Because of God's great love. And in Lamentations, it says this, because of God's great love, we are not consumed. You know, as we think of 2023 and we think of the things that maybe we should be ashamed of or disappointed in, or things that we just had needed to do better and didn't. The truth is, you and I deserve to be consumed because of our sinfulness. That's what we deserve. That's what we have earned. The wages of sin is death. That's what we've earned. Nobody in this room has been good enough and done enough in 2023 to deserve good things from our Heavenly Father. None of us. But he doesn't give us hope and life and opportunity and joy and peace because you earned it somehow. He gives it because you're his kid and he loves you and you're in relationship with him and he wants to. And you can try harder. You can try really hard and really outdo everybody else in the building. But here's the problem. There isn't anybody in this building God likes more than everybody else in this building. I know some of you think that you're God's favorite. I know. I think you are too, Jamie. But the point is this. None of us are God's favorite. Oh, wait, that's not true. All of us are God's favorite. I mean, how many of you parents have been asked, who's your favorite kid, right? And the Christmas is your chance to prove it. No, that's not true. But who is your favorite kid, right? I mean, it's kind of a trick. Austin, it's really hard for you because you can't even tell them apart, right? Like, what are you going to do? Who's your favorite kid? Oh, yes. Yes, I see that hand back there. Nice job, Ollie. You are your parents' favorite kid. That is true. Very well said. Thank you, Nate. We don't have favorite kids, or we just have favorite kids, right? They're all our kids and we love them. That's who our God is. He loves us because of his great love for you. All of your mistakes and all of your failures and all of your struggles, they don't define your destiny. God loves you and you're not consumed because of his grace and his love and his mercy. And it's not cheap grace. It's not, I can do whatever I want. Who cares? Ha ha, in your face, God. No, that's not what love or relationship or family is at all. We walk in relationship with our Heavenly Father, and because of his love, not because we loved him, but because he loved us, we have life and opportunity. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions never fail. His compassions, this word also gets translated as mercies. His mercies never fail. They never fail. Sometimes you've got to go King James in your life. You should do it every once in a while, right? Because the King James says, his mercies fail not. They fail not. And that just sounds cooler than never fail, doesn't it? They fail not. Our God, his mercy, his compassion for you, it will not fail. It cannot fail. It can't. This word also means never cease. It never comes to an end. You and I all understand endings. We all understand destination, right? Some of us take some really weird ways to get to those, but we understand end points. God's compassion and his mercy never has an end. He is compassionate and merciful and enduring in that love for us. He will love you even to the point of you choosing to walk into eternal death, and you'll stand at the gates of hell loving you. He lets us make choices. I don't know how all those crazy things play out in our life and we navigate all the challenges of these free will concepts and all of this stuff, but somewhere in there, we get opportunity to choose relationship with God, and he will love us and love us and love us and love us. And I think it breaks his heart beyond measure to watch people choose to just walk away from him. But his mercy, his love, his compassion for you never, ever ceases. We see this in a really sad kind of way in humanity with people whose children make just horrendous choices, take other people's lives, all kinds of criminal activity. And we see parents agonizing with this tension of these consequences are rough and they're just and righteous. But man, do I love my son still. Man, do I love my daughter even though they walk through this destructive path. Love in a human form is just a tiny piece of the love that God has for us. Because of his great love, his compassion, his mercy, it never, ever stops. And this word in the Hebrew, I've had a cold all week, so I'm pretty sure I could say it well. This word in the Hebrew, it's a really cool word. It does mean compassion and mercy, and it gets translated almost all the time as that. But it's tied to this root word, and this is just a cool picture of the compassion of our God. It's tied to this word, womb. And it often gets used for the compassion a mother has for her child. What a picture of God's compassion for us, rooted in the very idea that he is not compassionate for his people. He is not compassionate for his nation, for his kingdom, for his followers. He is compassionate for his kids, his very family. That's the picture of our God because of his great love. In the same way, a mother cannot turn on the child in her womb, as scripture says, God cannot turn away from his compassion towards us. And sometimes he lets us walk some tough roads. And there are consequences that come from our choices, absolutely. But never make any mistake. There is nothing that you have done, nothing that you did in 2023 bad enough that God says, you know what? Sorry, man. Sorry, gal, that was it. Cross that line. My compassion has now ended. My mercies, they were new every morning in 2023, but that's not going on tomorrow in 2024 for you. It's just not true. His mercies, his compassions, they never, ever fail. They are new every morning. Some mornings? No, every morning. That means every single morning, all mornings. There aren't mornings where you wake up and God's mercy is done for you. Now, it may feel like it because of some of the choices you're walking out and the consequences you're experiencing, and yet God is even at work in the consequences to bring us to a place of realizing and surrendering and turning and walking with him, right? But his mercy is new for you all the time. New mercy. Another good word here that I can't pronounce literally means fresh. What a cool concept that they begin afresh, scripture says. It's almost like, you know, hey God, I screwed up a lot yesterday. So do you have any more of those leftover mercies for me today? Do you have any compassion that's, you know, still lingering from last night's pizza? You know, like that's not a picture of his mercy. Every morning, he wakes up with new and fresh and vibrant and lively opportunity for mercy and compassion and grace. Like he's excited you're there, ready to walk with him today. And he opens the invitation and says, let's go. Forgetting what lies behind, letting go of the past, pressing forward. Let's go. Every single day, always. And this Hebrew word ties to this idea of something completely new, brand new. Not stale, but new and fresh and alive. And he says, it's for you because you're my son. You're my daughter. And because of your amazing talents and abilities, no. Because of your wit and your charm, no. Because of my great love, every day, this is for you. Every day. Every day. So what do we do? Well, Lamentations, great is your faithfulness, Lord. We say, the Lord is my portion. The Lord is my portion, and therefore I will wait on him. The Lord is everything I need. He is my share. He is my inheritance. He is my sustenance. He's what I need. And so instead of chasing after my own agenda and my own stuff, chasing after my own abilities and my own talents, trying to fix all of the things in my life, make them better in my own power and strength. No, this is what I'm going to do. Every morning, I'm going to get up and I'm going to embrace this incredible faithfulness and gentleness and consistency of my God's never-ending, new, fresh mercy for my life. And I'm going to walk in that every day. We like to use that scripture, you know, those that wait on the Lord will what? Renew their strength, refresh their strength. What are they going to refresh it in? What are they going to renew it in? In his mercy that is new every morning, his compassion every morning. They that wait on the Lord experience that. I don't know where you've been in 2023. I don't know all the choices that you've made. I don't know all the sinful things and the struggles and the failures that you, when you look in the mirror or you lay in bed at night in the darkness, the enemy comes and whispers them to you as though they define who you are. But that's not the truth. Have you made some mistakes? Have you done some sinful things? Probably, if you're like me and you're human, you probably have. But let's forget the past. Let's forget what lies behind. Let's embrace the new mercies that God makes available to us because of his great love. And let's step into that life as we go into a new year together, trying to be his people in his church. Here's how we're going to close our last time together in 2023. Rob is going to come and tickle the ivory. We're going to take a few moments, and I want to just challenge you to reflect for just a few moments here on this last year. And I want you to reflect on some of the things that linger. And I don't mean the joys and the hopes and the fun, but some of the things that you know the enemy keeps bringing to your attention. Some of the things that, you wish you could just leave in 2023 and step into new life in this new year. Because I want you to know that that's the invitation God has for his people. To cast off into oblivion the sin and the shame and the guilt, and instead step into life, fixing our eyes on Jesus, pressing into new mercy, new compassion because of his great love. So we're going to just do this for a moment. We're going to bring those lights down, Tim, in here if we can. And I want to encourage you to bow your heads and take a few moments and talk with the Holy Spirit. Speak to the Lord and ask him to examine your heart and see areas that maybe you need to let die here at this altar in 2023 and leave in the past that you can step into new life in him. Father, I pray that as we examine our hearts, that you would speak life to us. In this moment, Lord, we don't want to dwell on all kinds of negative things that we feel, but I pray that you would bring to our attention things in our life that we need to lay at the foot of the cross and leave behind that we might press forward. I'm going to give you a few moments to pray and reflect. If you need to come and pray at the altar or would like to do that, that's open to you. But you do some business here on this last day of 2023 with the Holy Spirit and see what God wants to do so you can walk afresh and anew in 2024. Lord, thank you for your incredible faithfulness to us. That you remain faithful even when we are faithless. Lord, you know everything that we've done and everywhere that we've been. Maybe not even physically, but even in our thoughts. You know the times that we've chosen to be sinful and disobedient to a Father whose love is incredible. And Lord, this morning I ask that you would cleanse me from all unrighteousness, that you would forgive all of my sin through the power and the blood of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for my family here, that through the incredible blood of Jesus that washes and cleanses and makes totally and absolutely pure our hearts before you, I pray you would forgive us as your people. Forgive us as your family. Forgive us as your kids. And Lord, I pray that you, through the incredible power that doesn't even make sense to us, I pray in that power of Jesus that you would break the shackles and cut loose the burdens that we carry from our failures and our shame and our guilt. As we think back over this year, and Lord, you would help us to feel and to sense the new mercy, the new compassion that you have for us today, right now. And Lord, I pray as we look ahead at this new year, that we would be people who not only live in your mercy every day, but we would be people who hand out hope and hand out mercy and compassion to the people around us, because we're so overwhelmed with it day in and day out because of our God's great love. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your cleansing. Thank you for restoration and relationship that allows us to walk forward in life. And Lord, help us to embrace this new year that you're already in. Help us to embrace the plans, the hopes, the dreams that you would put in our heart for this new year. And God, I pray the kingdom of heaven will look different because of what we get to do as your kids in loving those around us in 2024. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to invite you to stand as we close this morning. 2024 will be a year where we don't sing a lot of hymns, I guess. So let's end 2023 with an anthem that the church has sang for generations about the great faithfulness of our God and his mercies that are new every morning.